With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hey, hey, I'm Jimmy Bullard, and this is me old muck of Fenners. We're back together, son. How are ya?
Hi, Bully. Great to be back working with you. Well, what are we doing here, though?
We're starting a football club in podcast form. The only thing we know, it's called FC Bullard. After that, it's all up for grabs.
So, we haven't got any players, we haven't got a kit, we haven't got a club badge, we haven't got a stadium.
Correct. FC Bullard. Welcome to the club.
This is a crowd podcast.
Bread of heaven, bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more, no more. Feed me till I want no more.
What's going, Bat?
Beat me to it. I'm good, mate. How are you?
All good, mate. Just, actually, no, I'm pretty knackered today, not going to lie. I was, the in-laws were out last week or so, it was the last night, so we ended up having a few too many drinks. And, yeah, I met you on the bike, didn't I? I did 3 hours or so with you. You did a little bit extra, because you're keen now.
That's it, mate.
Smashing the pedals. But, yeah, I had to bomb back. I had to get to Tesco, Carrefour. Ran out of toilet paper, so I was a... I had to make sure I did that. Last thing you want is to wake up in the morning with no toilet roll, is there? Yeah, and just been feel like I've been non-stop. And then obviously straight on this with you. And then off to pick up Max from school then. So I ain't got to deal with him for a few hours and then try and get him to bed nice and early. And I'll probably go to sleep as well.
So long story short, you were hungover to fuck and then got battered by me on the bike. That's what you're trying to say.
Yeah, basically. It didn't feel tip-top, that's for sure. But
you didn't look it, mate.
Yeah. Kind of been the story of the last week or so. It's been nice. It's been nice to mentally switch off. Don't feel like I've recovered physically too much. We were in a nice big villa with three kids under four. And it was quite a busy week, but it was nice. So down at the beach and the pool, all that jazz.
I don't know about you, but for me, I think we're going to discuss a bit in this pod, and a lot of people have been asking, what's it like after a grand tour? How long does it take to recover? That type of thing. So we're going to discuss that a little bit. But for me, I find after a grand tour, one of the biggest things is just mentally equally to how it is physically. I mean, for me, it's just that you're in that pressure cooker for 3 weeks, aren't you? And it's not just riding the bike, it's everything around it. And it's not just the 3 weeks, it's the months before, just the build up to the race. And yeah, whilst for me, you finish the Grand Tour and physically you're obviously fucked. But it's more a mental release for me. Like I struggle to look at a bike after a Grand Tour. And on paper, they say you should kind of ride your way out of it and keep ticking over. But I got a bit of a bad habit of just switching off because I just can't face look at a bike anymore.
Yeah, it's a tough one, isn't it? Because, like, you have that time off straight away, and then once you get back into it, it's like, it takes a few days to get going again, doesn't it? Like, it feels like your body's completely shut down. But I think it's good as well just for that to bounce back a bit. You know, I've been smashing the salt and the bread and stuff you don't really eat on the race, and obviously some alcohol, and you don't ride your bike for a few days and think your body just like overcompensates really, doesn't it? And shuts down. And then, but when you start riding again, you just feel terrible. Like you feel worse than in November. But then a couple of days and you're back into the swing of things. I think you definitely, it definitely helps. You know, you can see some guys who just keep riding and even in the off season and stuff, but they always seem the type that never really have any real big peaks, and they're never going really bad either, but they're just sort of always at 80 to 90%, but never flying.
Obviously, during 3 weeks, any fuel that goes into your body just clings onto it because, you know, it's saying, I need this. You eat something and it's like, bam, I'm going to take this, I'm going to absorb it. My body's under stress, I need it. And then you stop riding, you stop the Grand Tour, you pig out, and your body does the same. It just keeps everything. It's like, I don't know what's around the corner here. I've been battered for three weeks. Anything that goes in my body, I'm sure there's some more scientific way of putting that, but that's what I find as well. Your body just absorbs everything it can because it's still recovering. It's just been fisted for 3 weeks. So anything that goes in, it kind of clings onto, doesn't it?
Yeah. I think the mental side of things as well, you know, just like you have no real, well, you know, you get so used to having your program, like what time you're getting up, what time breakfast is, when the bus leaves, start time, you know, everything's done for you, washing, cooking, massage. And then you go from that to like just being like let into the real world. It's like you've been, you know, in prison or something, you know, you've had this schedule the whole time, and then suddenly it's just like, right, do whatever you want now. And that takes a bit of adjusting as well. Like you forget to put your washing on, and then you're like, oh, I've run out of boxes. Like, where are they all? And then you realize they're all just in the corner of the room. No one's done it for you.
Yeah, they're not washed and dried and delivered to your room that night, are they? It's hard life.
Yeah. And but like I found as well, like I did 45 minutes on Thursday after the tour, after the Giro, and then another little ride, I think, on Sunday and Monday. And Monday, like, I was just like, I'd had a few drinks, and I was just like, oh, I'm really, like, struggling to do this today, you know, just like, because you just feel a bit bad, as I said, the whole thing about your body shutting down, plus the alcohol on top, and you're just like, oh, man, this is hard work. I thought I'd be motivated now, you know, like, it was a decent 3 weeks, and got some good goals the rest of the year, but yeah, that was a bit of a struggle the first hour, but then suddenly, you know, you start sweating, you're doing up a little climb, you get into it a bit, and then suddenly, yeah, it feels like your body actually gets going after 3 hours then. And I think that's a sign of a Grand Tour as well. You know, you just got that engine's just there, just like big diesel now.
If you can get your head around it and go out for a good ride, get a good sweat on, that depth, like, after a Grand Tour, like how fit you are now, it's probably one of the fittest you'll ever be in the season, with a massive build up and then the Grand Tour itself. But it's just more being able to switch on. But give me one second, I've got a good question. We'll be back in just a second.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Be thou still my strength and shield.
You didn't have a question, did you? You just wanted the ad break.
Mate,
I
didn't really have a good question, but George said we had to put an ad break in. So, we're back. I haven't got a question.
What have you been up to this week?
What have I been up to? You got a good question. Just grinding out, mate. I had a good week training last week. Pretty solid. Starting to get there a little bit now. Obviously lost a lot of fitness after Roubaix. Went back to Cardiff for the weekend. I had a wedding. So that was Friday. Shout out to Big Mike, married man, one of my schoolmates. So go back a long time. So I had to make the effort and go back, and it was a great day. Good day on the source, sore head Saturday morning. Managed to get on the bike Sunday and Monday. So yeah, back to it, mate. Back here now, half wheeling you, and long may it continue. I got you know, if I go out on the bike with you and you're a bit hungover, I've got to make the most of it, haven't I? It doesn't come very often where we're going up Col de Paix and, you know, you're just cruising up. So yeah, it happens a few times a year, so I have to stick the knife in when I can.
Yeah, I appreciated that.
Good brew stop though, wasn't it?
It was a good, yeah, I had a big baguette. I've never had a baguette on a ride.
That's not true, I remember. Remember the famous baguette you had?
Oh, the massive long one in,
yeah.
In where was it, Sospel? With chips and everything.
Oh, there's that one as well, but I remember one in Nice Old Town. You were hungover after the tour and we were out together and you stopped and you got this baguette, but it was like a full baguette. And every time we passed there, we're like, oh, yeah, there's the place with the massive baguette. But yeah, that was a telltale sign you were hungover when you stopped and got a foot-long chicken baguette.
Tidy, can't fault it.
So you got a week of daddy daycare then?
Yeah, so Sarah jetted off this morning. She's off to Coldplay tonight down in Principality.
Millennium Stadium, mate. It's always going to be called Millennium Stadium.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And so yeah, she's back in Cardiff this week. Me and Max will head back on Friday. Going back for the weekend. I haven't been back to Cardiff for, God, no idea when I was there last. But yeah, there for the weekend. Then I come back out Monday, and then Sarge jets off to Mykonos with some mates for a few days as well. So me and Max out here as well again for another week. So yeah, got what? Some bit of bonding time.
That's good.
I think he's gonna run me ragged. I'm gonna be absolutely nailed by the time these 2 weeks are over. Then it's the nationals, so that's my excuse sorted already.
Yeah,
you doing nationals?
I am, mate. It looks tough, doesn't it? 4,000 meters climbing. To be honest, I was hoping it would be hard, but not too hard. Like, you know, testing circuit, 2,500 meters where I could race it. But 4,000 meters climbing kind of puts me, odds are against me. So, yeah, I'm riding, but I'm not too optimistic. But I've got, I'm racing about 10 days actually. Come back. Occitani. So that's 4 days stage race in France. So be good to get back to it. I spoke to Nizi today, who's the DS, and you know, when you get that phone call off the DS, you know it's not far away from race time again. So it's been a good while without racing. Quite a bit of training. I'm just looking forward to get going now and getting back in that jungle of a peloton. I got that.
How long is it? 4-5 days?
Just four days, but some solid days in there. Up and down, there's a couple of sprint days, so a bit of everything. But it'd be good to get the ball rolling again, and then on to nationals from that, which I haven't done in... Last time I did it was 2015, around Lincoln, where I got fourth. Good to make a comeback. Get into it.
Yeah, That's true, actually. That's got me thinking. I don't think I've ridden them since. I did the TT in 18, but I haven't done the road race since maybe... I don't even know when. Maybe 13?
12.
Were they in Wales?
12 was where Stannard won. Round Richmond.
Didn't do that one.
Yeah. 13 was... Yeah, 13 was Abergavenny, where
Pete
won, and Swifty was second. You dropped your chain at the bottom of Celtic Manor.
Ah, that's the one, yeah. That's the last one I did.
I was off the front, kilometre zero, with John Mould and Tobin Horton on a mad one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I dropped my chain, Pete attacked.
Sounds about right, mate. Flick or be flicked.
Yeah. Nationals, they're great if you win. Horrible race otherwise. It's just like full gas from the start, isn't it? Doesn't seem to be any sort of tactics, really. Every man for himself. You can have teammates in there, doesn't matter at all. It's just like It's like track league, isn't it? It's just like...
It's not about teammates, it's about mates, that race, isn't it? It's like, it doesn't matter if people in different teams. A bit like the Giro, really. Doesn't matter about teammates, it's about mates, isn't it? Last stage, doesn't matter. Astana jersey, doesn't matter. Yeah, so Nationals, mate, that'd be the next smash up for you, and that'd be a, I'll have done Occitanie then, so I'll be pinging. All guns blazing for the Nationals.
Time trial?
Banter. No. Yogi.
Just the crit then. The crit in the road race.
Yogi messaged me saying, I've entered you for the crit in the road race. And I'll just rock up for the road race, mate. Let's get there for the big one. Happy days, mate. So we're off up to Rini tomorrow. Is that all right?
Yeah, nice. How high is that? Like 1600 or something?
1700? Maybe 1700. But yeah,
you're going to go to the top and do that little loop at the top? Or just to the fountain?
Just to the fountain. I've got a birthday party at 3. Got to be back for that.
Whose is that then?
Some kid in Ollie's school.
A 4-year-old? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, not like, not one of my mates. It's a little kid's party. Yeah, happy days.
I went to a kid's party, one of Max's mates. They had champagne and all sorts for the parents. And this was like October, November time. And I started like smashing a few glasses and I was like, actually, if somebody's watching me now, not the best impression, is it? Like, that Max's dad was just stood there all day just drinking champagne.
That's, it's roughly my plan tomorrow, mate. Go up to Rini, get back. Not champagne though, maybe a couple of fresh beers, and they got a pool there, so kids pool party, so it's gonna be nice. It's gonna be chaos, especially when you got two kids who can't swim.
Yeah, probably be 50 kids that can't swim, mate,
but love to jump in water.
Imagine being that lifeguard.
Here's another one, mate. Thursday, Netflix documentary's out. I'm a little bit nervous. I know it's gonna be all about the big dogs and like the Tour de France battle in the podium, but there's just this small chance that I don't have said something stupid. Well, quite a high chance.
Yeah, because they kept saying that, didn't they? Like, oh, they're not out to get you. Like, it's, it'll be fine, blah, blah, blah. But yeah, in the back of your mind, you're always like, did we say something a bit?
Yeah.
You know, because a few of the jokes can be a bit close to the line sometimes, can't they, when you're on the bus?
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be fine. Would you watch? Do you like watching yourself though?
Not really. I don't like really watching myself, but I'll definitely watch that series and be quite interested in it. Like I watched the Movie Star one. I've watched the Quick Step one. Quite enjoy them. They're quite open, quite good insights. So yeah, I'm not a massive cycling fanboy, but stuff like that, yeah, I got quite into.
Yeah, it'll be interesting how in-depth they go. I'm guessing it'll be quite general, because it's for people that don't necessarily know much about the sport, isn't it? But yeah, be interesting I'm looking forward, the one I'm looking forward to the most is that EF episode, the Roubaix stage.
Oh yeah, we got a bit of an inside scoop on that, haven't we? So. Tears on the bus and everything, brilliant. But I think, I'm not so bothered about seeing our side of things, because I know what that is, but it'll be interesting to see snippets from other teams and their meetings, how things go. Be quite interesting. A few people from the team, the media side, have seen quite a bit of it, and they say actually it is really good. So yeah, be interesting, mate. Thursday.
Will do. Catch it on there. Maybe we'll have a debrief on it next week.
Yeah, we'll have to watch a few episodes straight away, and next Tuesday break it down.
Right, and before we go, but I've got a quick message to read out from Jennifer Walker. So she's asked, could you give a shout out to my husband, please? He's got me into cycling, introduced me to the GTCC and What's Occurring Pods, and turned me into a massive G fan. Quality. Don't know about you, Luke, but yeah. And he's about to do his first Frank Schleck Grand Fondo in Luxembourg. I'm super proud of him. His name's Scott Walker. He usually listens on his training rides, and I can't wait to surprise him with this. So, huge shout out to Scott. Hope your ride went well, mate. And thanks for listening. Thanks for getting more people into it. And maybe give Luke a chance as well. He's not a bad guy.
Yeah, Jennifer Walker, I mean, that was beautiful, but there's two of us on this pod. Bit of respect, please. You know, I know I'm not there. I know, in the Giro and all this jazz and racing Roglic at mountains, but, you know, I try my best, all right? So, lovely message, but hi, my name's Luke. Nice to meet you.
And on that note, I'll catch you later, but...
Yeah, rightio. See you later. Bye, Jennifer. Ta-da, boy.
All right, but catch you tomorrow. Ciao, ciao.
Network, a place where you belong.